Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think consumers are used to buying a particular brand name, whether it's Preparation H or Bengay or Aleve or Excedrin, and they've come to trust the product. And companies say, gee, you know, we can make some line extensions. We can add some additional varieties of the product, playing off the famous brand name. But what I discovered is some of these line extensions don't have all the active ingredients that the original one had. They'll tout a particular new benefit, but you're giving up something in the process.
Such as? Give me one example.
Well, for Preparation H, and this all started because a friend of mine had me pick up some Preparation H, and he said, only get the type that has hydrocortisone 1%. So I get it. I look at the label. It has none of the regular Preparation H ingredients in it, and there are four active ingredients in the regular product. This one just has the hydrocortisone. So even though it's called Preparation H, it really is only a hydrocortisone product that one could buy at Dollar Tree for a dollar instead of spending $9.
What do we people need to look for to become better consumers?
You can't assume that these line extensions have the exact same ingredients as the original, which you're used to. And something I just discovered on Aleve, they came out with a back and muscle variety. So what do? I took a look at the two labels. The regular Aleve and then the back and muscle, they're identical. There is nothing new added to the product. So people have to really understand that these may be marketing angles that they see on these new products on the shelf, and maybe not necessarily better, and maybe not necessarily different.
How often do companies use words like new to put out a product, and it's still the same thing?
Well, I always warn people about new and improved. You know, when we've talked about downsizing in the past, when you see the toilet paper is new and improved, immediately I go to look to see, you know, how many sheets are on the roll, because they may have made it softer, but they took off some sheets. So that's kind of a flag. But you just need to be an educated consumer. Read the label and don't assume. And compare the new product to the old product to see what you're really getting.
Talk to me about the whole concept of the brand name product versus a generic and the contents of the product inside the bottle or the tube.
Well, many store brands come out with, you know, they'll say, oh, this is just like Centrum Vitamins, but it's the CVS or Walgreens brand. Just hold the product side by side. If the ingredient list is the same, you can save money by buying the store brand. And the example I gave earlier about Preparation H, big drug chain wanted $9.29 for the one with hydrocortisone. You can just go to Dollar Tree and spend a dollar. So if you can match up the ingredients, be smart about reading labels, you really can save money.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.